Amazing. I believe that the Lord is doing a wonderful work this afternoon, because from the music alone, and that's the whole preaching, and it's just surrendering to God. That's the whole thing. That's the whole thing. So today we're going to be having a Bible study. We're going to be reading Romans. Thank you very much. I'm grateful. Once again, let's appreciate Elizabeth for the outfit. That's my glory member. I'm proud of you. All right, so today we are going to be reading Romans. Let's open our Bible to Romans 12. Are we there? Father, we thank you for today. We give you all the praise. Thank you for this opportunity to hear your word and speak your word. We know that you always come and dwell in our midst. We know that you would inspire our hearts with your word. We believe that your presence is here with us. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for convictions of the heart. We thank you for the word that will impact our hearts in the name of Jesus. Every dullness of the ear, every dullness of the heart, we take it away in the name of Jesus. We ask that the eyes of our understanding is enlightened in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. So if we read Romans, you would understand the trajectory of, the communications of Paul to the Romans. From 1 to chapter 8, he was just talking about knowing who you are in Christ Jesus and all that. Then from chapter 8 to I think 16, and he talked about your how to live a daily life. But we're going to stay on Romans 12, because Romans 12, every scripture is very rich, but it really stood out for me while I was studying it. And I believe that the Lord, how many of you know what is happening from January 13th? If you know what fasting, and what's the title of this fasting? I want to hear you say divine visitation. And we know that everything we lay, like if you have faith, you receive that divine visitation. What's the word for the year for Glory Center Community Church? I want to hear your boldness saying it, like exponential growth by the Spirit. And I know sometimes when we hear exponential growth by the Spirit, something people will think is billion. It's just Malori, yeah, you my blue. That's not the only exponential growth by the Spirit you can have. You can grow. One of my friends told me yesterday that actually you can grow in patience. That can be your exponential growth. God can deal with you for 6 months in patience. And that can be the word like you use to rescue people, because God will begin to bring people that they don't have that patience for you to be able to preach that word, because you have learned it, you've been able to grow in that aspect. So exponential growth, you need to go and ask the Lord, because we've been saying the word in the church. You need to go and ask the Lord, which area, Lord? Because which area am I growing exponentially by the Spirit? Let me not just be saying it in the air that by December now everybody will now come and carry mic. I'll not be jealous. Remember, I think it's Papi or Pastor Laulu that mentioned that when people start saying their testimony, you have to pray not to be jealous. You have to guard your heart not to be jealous. So you yourself, you have to go and hold on to the Lord and say, God, don't let me be left out. Say we are like a train and it's moving very fast. You have to make sure that you are on that train. If not, you will drop off. Praise the Lord. So Romans 12. I'm going to read different translation. Initially, I wanted us to study the whole 12, 1 to 21, but I stayed on 1 and 2 for so long that I said, let me not deceive myself. Let's just read 1 and 2 alone. So Romans 12 verse 1, I'm going to be reading NKJV. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. Verse 2, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. I know some of you, so many of you know this scripture, and we say it often. We say, oh, renewal of our mind, renewal of mind. But sometimes when you take out time to actually think about it, when they say we present our body as a living sacrifice. Now, remember we were singing not long ago, like, author, let my heart burn with your desire. Holy Ghost, I need you. What's the other part where it says, I lay down old flames. How many of you are ready to lay down old flames? Because we sing it a lot of times, but are you ready? Are you ready? If they tell you that you have this issue, you have pride, are you ready to lay down that old flame? Are you ready? Or you are just singing it because it's a song? How many of us are ready to lay down that old flame? And that's what we're going to be talking about today. Praise the Lord. All right. I'm going to read different translations. I'll read TPT and Amplified. TPT says, beloved friends, what should be our proper response to God's marvelous mercy? To surrender yourself to God to be his sacred living sacrifice and live in holiness, experiencing all that delight his heart, not your heart. You'll be experiencing all the things that delight the Lord's heart. For this, become your genuine expression of worship. Stop imitating the ideas and opinion of the culture around you. Stop it. But be inwardly transformed by the Holy Spirit through a total reformation of how you think. This will empower you to discern God's will as you live a beautiful life, satisfying and perfect in his eyes. I know I'm not very good with sound, but I'm hearing one. I don't know if you can help me reduce it. Yeah. So that's TPT. Amplified. I'm going to judge you. I just want you to enjoy the week. See, the Bible itself is enough for you. When you read the word of God, it should convict you. I appeal to you, therefore, brethren, and beg of you, in view of all the mercies of God, to make a decisive dedication of your bodies, presenting all your members and faculties as a living sacrifice, holy, devoted, consecrated, and well-pleasing to God, which is your reasonable, rational, intelligent service and spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, this age, fashioned after and adapted to its external superficial custom, but be transformed, changed by the entire renewal of your mind, by its new ideas and its new attitude, so that you may prove for yourself what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God, even the things which is good and acceptable and perfect in his sight for you. Some of you would say, oh, I'm a child of God. And Pastor Kenneth talked about spirit of excellence last week. How many of you remember? You know, you're saying you're a child of God, and the behavior of your past is still how you are behaving. Like, you are not changing. Like, we're not seeing. See, change starts from within. And that's why Paul, he said, I beg you. If you want me to need that for you, I beg you. That's how Paul was saying, that I beg you that you should present your body a living sacrifice, just like Isaac. Present your members. Present your faculties. Present your body. Not stabbing yourself with knife, but just present your body as a living sacrifice. Surrender and say, God, I now leave the old things I used to do. I now dedicate my life to you. And I say, I want you to help me. I want to live for you. And I sacrifice this my life for you. I want you to take absolute control. And that means dropping your will. Because we as Christians, as human beings, we have a choice. You can choose Satan. You can either choose Satan or you choose God. But you cannot stay in the middle. Do you understand? You know you cannot stay in the middle. You either choose God. If you say, no, I'm not going to choose God. The minute you say you are not choosing, you're already automatically choosing Satan. It's just auto-run. So you have to choose. You have to dedicate and say, I now present my body. I have lust. I have envy. I have jealousy. I present it to the altar. Burn it with your fire. Help me. Holy Ghost, help me. Now, let me begin to live a life. I no longer conform to this world, but I now want to be renewed every time. I want to, and renewal is not one day. See, you can kabosh and pray today and think that spirituality will take you for weeks. No, it will not. It's a daily sacrifice. It's a daily, because all your, see, it took, let me just go to my book. Say, Paul begged. So God calls us to make a choice about the way we live for him. By the mercies of God, this is the mercy shown to us by God. And let's open our Bible to Romans 1, verse 11. Romans 1, verse 11. I just want you to see, when you say the mercies of God, when you think about the mercies of God, what exactly are we talking about? What's the mercy of God? What has God done for you? I just want to open your eyes to see the things that God has done for you. For I long to see you. I long to see you. I'm often in camp. Okay, sorry, that's not the scripture. So divine mercies provide the basis of sacrifice as fitting response. Now, let me show you all the mercies of God. 1, justification from guilt and penalty of sin. Justification from guilt and penalty of sin. I went to check the meaning of justification. Justification means action of showing something to be right or reasonable. The action of showing something. So God Almighty is showing us that, see, I'm taking you away from this guilt. I'm showing you the right things. It's the action of showing something to be right and reasonable. And the penalty, say, the wages of sin is death. So we all see, as you are sinning, we deserve death. But Christ has come to die for us. He has taken away that penalty. He has taken away that thing away from. That's one of the mercies of God. It's not by works. It's not by you telling yourself that I will not fornicate. I will not speak evil. It's by the mercies. See, during SOD, Baba Devi talked about the ultimate mercy of God. It's by the mercy of God you are here today. It's not by your mind. So don't feel like, oh, you did some work and everything. Now that's why God is bringing you. Don't have that pride in you. No, it's by the mercies of God that he called us. He sent his son to die for us. The second one is adoption in Jesus and the identification with Christ. Someone should open Ephesians 1, 3 to 7. Please give the mic to someone for me. Ephesians 1, 3 to 7. Don't worry, they're bringing the mic. Give her the mic.
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, where he has made us accepted in the Lord, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace.
You can see that you were not the one that called. You didn't call God to adopt you. It was here before they predestined you. They already adopt, like we already in the picture. Like God already predestined us to, having predestined us to the adoption as sons by Jesus Christ through the sacrifice that Jesus Christ made for us. I just want you to be open to see the mercies of God, to understand when Paul is saying, I beseech you by the mercy, said I'm begging you, based on the thing that Jesus Christ has done for you, you now present yourself. It's for you to now think, okay, what are the mercies of God? What did Jesus Christ do for me? That's when you begin to say, okay, I will now surrender. Because I know some of us, I don't know where you're coming from. I know where I'm coming from. I know that things were not okay. And Christ saving me was a huge one for me. So sometimes when I'm praying and I think about, if Papi was talking on live session, he said, don't just forget your past like that. Your past, when you think about it, you are grateful to God for bringing you into the space where you are right now. Say, God, I'm grateful. I was actually in the marriage clay. I was dirty. Oh, Lord, you washed me and cleansed me. And it's by the mercy, it's by Jesus Christ dying on the cross for us. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
He placed us under grace and not law. One of the mercies of God is that he placed us under grace and not law. And the Bible is from Ephesians 2, 4 to 8. Someone read for me. It's Bible reading. It's Bible study for me today. Ephesians 2, 4 to 8.
But God, who is rich in mercy,
rich in mercy,
because of his great love,
mm-hmm,
which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses.
When we were dead, were you alive in trespasses?
Made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved.
By what were you saved?
By grace. And raised us up together and made us sit together in the heavenly places with Christ
Jesus. Christ Jesus. Let's stop there. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The fourth one, giving the Holy Spirit to live within us. That's one of the mercies of God. He said, as I live, I will send a comforter to come tell you the things to come. And that's in Acts 1 verse 8. Acts 1 verse 8. Let's open our Bible to Acts 1 verse 8. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem, in Judea, and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. That is one of the mercies of the Lord, giving us the Holy Spirit. You are saying, oh, something, nothing, not something. It's the Holy Spirit that is talking to you. And it's by the mercies of the Lord that he gave us the Holy Spirit to come help us. Praise the Lord. Other one is promise of help in affliction. John 14, verse 16. The promise of help in affliction. Another person should open 2 Corinthians 1, verse 4. Who is in John 14, verse 16?
And I will pray the Father.
I will pray the Father.
And he will give you another helper.
He will give you another helper.
That he may abide with you forever.
That he may abide with you. And that's the Holy Spirit. God has given us the Holy Spirit. He will abide with us forever. And he's our helper. Anytime you are in any problem, anytime you are in any issue, you can run to the Holy Spirit. He will be our, he's our help. He has been promised to be our help in time of affliction. Praise the Lord. Another one is the assurance of standing in God's election. I told someone to open 2 Corinthians 1 verse 4 for me. 2 Corinthians 1 verse 4. Who is there?
Who comforted us in all the tribulation, that we may but able to comfort them which are in many trouble, they by the comfort within their
Thank you very much. Who comforts us in all tribulation, that we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble with the comfort with which ourselves are comforted by God. It means that as the Holy Spirit is comforting you, it's not for you to just, you know, stay in that aspect. It's for you to be able to also go and comfort others who are in that. See, what our main sole purpose on earth is not for us to preach the gospel, deliver souls from captivity, bring people to know God. Winning souls is our most important task, is our most important assignment on this planet. You should be aware that you are on this planet to win souls, because you are also one, right? So your assignment is to win souls. So as we are being comforted by the Holy Spirit, is for us to also comfort others. It's the assurance of our standing in God's election. 2 Peter 1 verse 10. The assurance of a standing in God's election. 2 Peter 1 verse 10. Who is there?
2 Peter 1 verse 10. Therefore, brethren,
even
more diligent to make your calling and election sure.
Be more diligent to make your calling and election sure.
For if you do these things,
you will never stumble. You must be diligent to make your election sure. For if you do, you will never stumble. Praise the Lord. Another mercy of the Lord is the confidence of his coming glory. Another one is the confidence of no separation from the love of God. I know some of you know that scripture, Romans 8:38-39. Romans 8:38-39. We'll be reading lots of scriptures. It's Bible study, yeah.
Romans 8:38-39.
Please, let's all open that scripture together. Let's open it together. Romans 8:38-39. And we're going to be reading it together. So I want you to know your confidence in God, that nothing can separate you from the love of God. Are we there? Are we all there? I want to hear your voice loud. Are we all there?
Yes.
Are we all there?
Yes.
Awesome. Romans 8:38-39. Let's read. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principality, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created things shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. This is your confidence in Christ. That nothing can separate me from the love of God. Nothing. When you're saying, what are the sure mercies of God? The sure mercies of God, that he has given me confidence that nothing can separate me from the love of God. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And the last but not the least is the confidence of God's continued faithfulness. All right, let's open our Bibles to Romans 12 back. It said, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies. Now, we all understand the mercies of God, right? Can someone mention two mercies of God that they... Let me hear you. Two mercies of God that you've gotten. Give her the mic, please. Place us under grace, not law. Major.
Sending
of the Holy Spirit. Someone else? Give it to the lady. Promise of help in affliction. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
All right. that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. Last week, Pastor Kenny was talking about, you know, dressing and everything. I mean, really, I was really like, I don't know about you, but me, I was receiving the word with fire. But, you know, it was just something that was really helpful to me, because when you say you present your body as a living sacrifice, it means that your bad dressing before must turn to a better good dressing. Your nakedness must now be covered. If you were always naked before, you must now be conscious of yourself and now cover yourself. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now present your body. We have the spirit, soul, and our body. God wants you, not your work. Now, what does this mean is that God wants your body, not what, you know, sometimes we can be doing a lot of activities. We say we are serving the Lord. We can carry camera. We can do a lot of things. We can sweep the floor. But our heart is not there. Our heart is not with the Lord. That's not what God wants. God wants your body. He wants you in particular, not the work you are doing. He wants you in particular. That's why I say faith without work is dead. Yeah, he wants you to believe him. He wants you to know him while you are also serving. Not just doing the service without knowing the Lord. God wants you to serve him. God wants you to surrender your life to him. He wants your whole being to work for him. He wants your ear to listen. He wants your eyes to see. He wants your mouth to speak the goodness of the Lord. He wants your heart to be able to conceive. He wants your heart to be able to receive things, believe things. That's what the Lord wants. And your body being active to do a lot of service for the Lord. That's what God wants. God does not want you to just be, you know, just be in the air. No, that's not the joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord to see his child ready, presented to him, serving him with all his heart, with all our hearts. That's the joy of the Lord. Scripture says, love the Lord with all your might, with all your heart, with all your soul, with everything you got. Everything. Love the Lord. Every opportunity, preach the gospel. Anywhere you find yourself, do the will of God. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So if you give the will of being the master over to your body, sometimes if you give your body the will to be a master, your body will do a very terrible job, because you'll be in your feelings. You say, I'm so tired to pray this morning. Oh, I think I have slight headache. I can't really go to church this morning. I just have this feeling in my heart. I'm not feeling so well. You know, there's a way we don't used to feel so well every morning for service. When it's time for service like this, you will not feel so well. You know, I'm not feeling so well. Or sometimes when you are late for service, you can be cooking up excuse. That one, I've seen the devil bring it my way a lot. If I'm late for, say, don't send a message and say, I am sorry. For my, you were working. You had a lot of things you were doing. You shouldn't apologize. You have to tell that demon speaking to you and say, better shut up. You are doing the wrong thing. It's for you to adjust and do the right thing. So your body cannot be the master. Your body can never, it will do a very terrible job. Because the day you are not feeling too well, your body will not form, your body cannot do anything. Your body will tell you different kind of excuses that is irrelevant. Irrelevant, mind games, playing mind games with you. You will now be following it because you are always in your flesh. You cannot always be, if you are in this kingdom, you cannot always be in your flesh. You cannot be sentimental. You cannot be emotional. like that. No, I'm not saying you should not love your brother and your sisters, but I'm saying that you cannot always be emotional, because if you're always emotional, you'll be offended every time. We are all coming from different backgrounds. We are not the same. God is not actually calling. God likes the way we are all unique. God loves the way we are all unique in different ways. But when we come together as a body, we must be united. We must be united, not uniformity. Uniformity means that all of us wear the same. No, we cannot be the same. But we are all united in our uniqueness. We are all united. That means you will bring from your own background. You will now begin to see how this person is behaving that is affecting you. Begin to say, no, I will not have to walk in love with this person. I will have to walk in patience with this person. That is, you are transforming. That's the process of transformation. Because all of us have to be like Christ. All of us cannot be like our parents. That's not the yardstick. The yardstick is Christ. Our parents are not the Christ. So you have to be conformed. You have to be transforming your mind. You have to say, today I will do against my flesh. I will do. It cannot be. My flesh cannot be the master. Praise the Lord. Let's open our Bible to 1 Corinthians 6:20. 1 Corinthians 6:20. Your body can be a wonderful servant, useful for the Lord, but your body will be a terrible master. Never allow your body to be master of anything that you are doing. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
1 Corinthians 6:20. Who is there?
For you were bought at a price.
Therefore, glorify God in your body
and in your spirit,
which are God's. Someone should open Leviticus 1:10. Another person should open Deuteronomy 15:21. While another person opens Malachi 1:6-8. With Bible reading, my brothers and sisters, who is Leviticus 1:10 for me? I want another person to read. You are very, thank you very much. Leviticus 1:10. I will start calling you. Chinedu, please give it to Chinedu. Leviticus 1:10. Deuteronomy 15:21. My brother, you read Deuteronomy 15:21. Malachi 1:6-8. You read it for me. Please open your Bible. Malachi 1:6-8. Chinedu, Leviticus 1:10. No, I can't speak clearly.
The offering of the gods, of the sheep or of the goats, as a bond sacrifice, he shall bring in the name of the
Lord. All right. Deuteronomy 15:21. The one on black. I'll just pass it. Wow. That's a long run. All right. Well done.
But if there is a defeat to it, it is a name or blind or at least not.
Okay. All right. Malachi 1:6-8. Malachi.
In what way to decide on to offer the time to honor them, or see in what way I did help by saying the table below is complete, and when you offer the time of the sacrifice, it is not me. And when you offer the name of sin, it is not me. Offer it then to your brother. Would he be pleased with you? Would he accept you favorably? Say the Lord of you.
Said it is evil. It is very evil of you to offer yourself like you are offering half-baked service to God. You are offering God half-baked hearts. It's evil. God was telling them that, how will you be bringing a lame sacrifice for me? How will you be bringing animals that are sick? that can you give that to your governor? Surely full governor, a world one for long. That's what God was saying, that you cannot bring a sacrifice. Now, in New Testament, sacrifice is us, because we are the temple of the Lord. So we have to sacrifice ourselves to the Lord. So you cannot bring anyhow sacrifice. You cannot bring yourself anyhow to the Lord. You cannot dress anyhow. You cannot talk anyhow. You cannot behave anyhow. You cannot serve anyhow. It has to be excellent in everything you do. So you cannot bring yourself anyhow. You see, it is evil. It's evil to bring yourself, like you are saying you are a living sacrifice. You now brought yourself anyhow to the Lord. It's very evil. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And that is why, by the mercies of God, He gave us the Holy Spirit so that He will teach us on how to present ourselves. He will guide us on how to present ourselves. You say, that's why the Holy Spirit is always saying, jealousy is in your heart. Reduce, stop, close your mouth. Your mouth is about to sin. Habakkuk is not young. You know, Holy Spirit is saying, don't pass that place. If you pass that place, you go and smoke it. Because I know that the minute they hear you, shaman, 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 that's the end. That's all you need. As in, that's why the Holy Spirit is there, to help us, so that you can be able to present yourself as a living sacrifice. And God has given us templates in the place of Isaac, Abraham, in the place of Jesus Christ. How Isaac knew that his father was going to sacrifice, and he didn't complain. He just surrendered himself. That's the kind of surrendering that the Lord wants you to do. Surrender. Surrender. The one you are doing in the other side, it does not have benefits. This one that God is showing you has more benefits than that one. There is peace. There is joy. That one has trouble. You will see like this, you cannot enter church. You'll be saying, if I go to, it looks like, I don't know about you, I don't know, maybe all of you are Saint Mary and Saint Justice. When you sing like this, there's one day I not do the right thing. I went to go and stand in one corner in the church like this. I stand in the window like this. And now they were worshiping, I face the window like this. Mama D say, call her for me. What is she? Listen. I'm sorry, ma. I'm sorry. Ah, that thing is not easy. It's better for me not to. I think myself that I no want to offend. I no want to sin again. I no want to do any again. Because your heart will be doing beep. Before you know, heart attack will catch you. Before you know, you have blood pressure. Before you know, headache. Before you know, sickness. Before you know, they will diagnose something. They will diagnose pneumonia, it's pressure. But when you deliver yourself to the Lord, I say, you just let me sacrifice myself to you. I don't want to sacrifice. See, that Satan sacrifice is destruction. Lord, your own. Because the power of resurrection is there. I will resurrect. That one is so. That power is so. That I will resurrect. And by then I'm resurrecting. By his joy, the fruit of the Spirit will be full in me. And I can now go to the camp of the Satan and say, you bastard, you thought you could have me. Now I'm taking my sister off your hand. I'm taking my brother off your hand. You begin to teach another person and say, see, I have done it before. See, Koserembe, there is no benefit there. Let me show you the way now before you die. That is how it is. Praise the Lord. You must yield to the work of holiness. You must make that decision to be holy. Holy in every ramification. Holiness is not only sin, no. Some of you can be pure, not, or you not look at woman, not look at man. Another thing is looking at you. It can be envy, pride, covetousness. What's that one again? Idolatry. You can like Instagram. You're on Instagram like this. Na kulabu. like you can enjoy yourself on reels. You will not know time is going. There's one that I stayed, I told my soul, I said, 1 hour. I checked the time that I started scrolling. And I was smiling like, I was just scrolling. I would see one skit. Somebody said, I checked that 1 hour. I spent 1 hour on you. You see that YouTube? That one is another annoying YouTube. I've decided to go and open only messages. You know when you open only messages, they only deliver messages to you. Because if you go and mistakenly open one drama, just know that all your feeds will be drama. They will not be suggesting, watch this one now. You know what to watch. I've decided. If I Instagram, I've log off. Only when Papi is doing live session, I will come back to him. After 3 months of purging myself off Instagram, because Papi was saying that day that you will say your business is on Instagram. You will not stay there. Me too, I used to say that too. How will I leave Instagram? I have to speak. I have to recruit people. I have locked off for now, for my soul, because we are doing 21 days. And I must be able to present myself. That divine visitation, I must receive divine visitation. I don't know about you, but I there's nothing like leader or king, the blessing. Ha, leader man, the blessing I do. The soul of leader needs the soul to be rejuvenated. I need my soul to be alive. Because some of you just bring one bukata like this. Is it the soul that I've scrolled on Instagram that will be able to give you the word of the Lord? No. So, you know, purge yourself. Starve yourself. You see this 21 days. Let me not give people another revelation. 21 days fasting. You will say, it is me and God. You will say, God, me and you can decide anything you want to do, whether you want to pray after the 12 p.m. to 12:30, that you want to pray longer till 2. Decide how you want it. You want to see, Papa was preaching in on Thursday and he said daily chunk. Do you know what chunk means? Do you know what chunk means? Like you pack it like this. It means that every day you must always, I'm already going ahead of my message, but every day you must always take that scripture. You must always eat the scripture. You'll be eating it like this. You'll be eating it. And you don't know what is doing. You may not see the physical thing that is happening or how you are transforming, but by the time you see a situation, you will have the right response for that situation. You will know where you've seen that thing before. When I was reading the scripture, I was so excited. The reason why I was excited was because I could think of, you know, whenever Pastor Obi is talking, or Pastor Ken, when they are quoting scripture, I used to say, God, make I quote scripture like this now. These are men quoting. Think, don't say Papi in 1990 something, he preached about. I said, how did they remember? God, let me remember. I've been saying, let me remember scripture like this. Even if it's not the heavy, let me just remember the context of the scripture. And I was so excited when I was reading the renewing of my one scripture just highlighted in my mind. I said, I think I saw it in Philippians. I said, Jesus Christ, thank you. I was so excited. Only me in my room was excited. I said, let me continue reading. I said, where can I find this? I know I want to try the skills again. I said, oh, you know, the Bible is sweet. Is it that he's using it to sleep? Is it that he's using it to say, I'm having insomnia? But when I read chapter 1 and 2, sleep will catch me faster. Is it? The demon will come and press me again. But me, I use it to, I said, I love this. Thank you, Jesus. I've got to come back to one of my friends anyways. That I align scripture. You know, it's just something beautiful. What you pray about, you begin to see it manifests. Praise the Lord. So once you present your body, God begins to burn every impurity. When you present your body, you can't burn your impurity. When they say lust, you can't burn it. Because by the time they bring one picture of two people kissing, you will remember. You remembered when you did it. I see all of you remove your eyes. You remember. Pictures will start flying in your... Listen, it's not for you to say, Holy Ghost, burn it. It's for you to present your... You have to be presenting that body. Say, I present my body. It's God that will be... He will burn... That song that I lay down old things, like I present, burn every impurities. Burn it, Lord. Take it away. Burn it, Lord. Take that desire, that thing that allows me, and even that thing that allows me to be attracted, that one thing I would mess in my eyes, always capturing some. Take it away. Let my eyes see good things. Because what your eyes see, it helps, like, there's a way your eye is like the major, your sight, if you don't have good sight, if the ego does not have good sight, they can't soar, they can't go high. They can't see from far that there is a fish in the water for them to capture. They can't see. So you are an eagle. They say those who wait upon the Lord, they shall mount up like wings, like eagles. If you are going to be mounting up, your sight must be good. So if you are putting your eyes on things that are not good, then you don't expect to see rightly. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Let's go back to Romans. Romans 12. You can see why... To preach on the old scripture is not, it's just was just in one sense. It said, present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. Which is your reasonable service. Your reasonable service is a life of worship according to the word of God. Your reasonable service is a life of worship. Your life should bring glory to God. Your life should always bring pleasure. Your life should be worshiping God. Like, God should see you and, you know, be excited about you because you are bringing glory. Like, a lot of worship coming from you. There's incense. Like, things are, like, worship is coming from you. A lot of things are coming. Lord is just pleased to see you worshiping Him. Praise the Lord. In words, in music, in spiritual songs, in prayer, in service. God should just see that you are worshiping. Like, God should see that this is my daughter, this is my son. He has presented his body and he's oozing out good aroma. Like, I can smell sweet aroma coming from my child. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Verse 2. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Say, be transformed by the renewing of my mind. Be transformed by the renewing of my mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Now, that renewing of mind can take, can take 3 hours. Because renewing of mind is where everything starts from. If your mind is dented, you cannot present yourself as a living sacrifice. If your mind is corrupt, you cannot do the service of the Lord rightly. If your mind is incapacitated, if your mind is limited, you cannot see beyond your, like, what you are seeing. If God is coming to say, mighty man of valor, mighty, you say, me small lion. That's what you just be saying, small lion. You will not see the lion itself. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, renewing of mind. I'm asking the Holy Spirit to just help me to be able to explain it, that it would stain your heart. You will be able to understand how the mind shapes a lot of things. For those who have read Battlefield of the Mind by Joyce Meyer, you understand how she explained how she moved from bad, you know, things that she has gone through, and now she's sound mind. And that's why the scripture says, He has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and you see that sound mind. It's very important. It's no joke. When they say somebody has sound mind, it means that person is able to think reasonably. Person is able to reason. appropriately, like you can reason, you can think, you can think rightly. So a renewed mind is a transfigured mind. When Peter, John, and James follow Jesus Christ to go and pray, and that's in I think Matthew 17 verse 2. When they followed Jesus to pray, when Jesus was praying and they opened their eyes, what did they see? They see he was transfigured. A renewed mind is that, you know, when he was transfigured, can someone read it for me? When he was transfigured, it was a light. There was a light that was so bright. Who is there? Matthew 17, 2. Nobody is opening their Bible. His face was shining as the sun. His raiment was white. It was like, was very white. That is a that's how your mind can be. Your mind can shine like the sun. That's the transfiguration. Your mind, the light in you. Because when the light, when you're able to, you know, your mind is renewed, the light will be shining in your heart. That light, you cannot be able to see. You can now go. That's when Papi said, if you, some people can go and say, Jesus loves you. Another person can say, Jesus loves you. It will not carry power. But one person can say, Jesus loves you. And that word will carry power. That's a light that is radiating, that is moving. It's not by the person's strength. It's by the power in that person's word that is transferring. Praise the Lord. So a renewed mind is a transfigured mind. A mind that has now, is now shining like, oh, I don't even know. Okay, let me read what's in my notes. Never live your life based on how you feel. A life based on feeling will never know the transforming power of God, because it will ignore the renewing of mind. So if you are in your feelings, your mind cannot be renewed. If you are always doing things to please people, your mind can never be renewed. If you are a people pleaser can never go anywhere. Your mind can never, because you'll be following people's mind. Is everybody, you pass this on, today is Joshua mind, tomorrow is Elifeke mind, tomorrow is a coin mind, tomorrow you just be packing people's mind. You just be going like mumu. So a renewed mind will be stable. You'll be able to know your left from your right. You can discern good and evil. You'll be able to discern. You'll be able to see clearly. Praise the Lord. So, transformation is overall. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 17. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 17. Who's there? Lola, they read 2 Corinthians 5 verse 17. You have opened that scripture so many times. I read that Bible so many times. I want you to read for me. 2 Corinthians is after Romans. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new what? All things are behold, all things are. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, is a what? All things are. All right. Therefore, all things are. So, you know, like, it's only the old things, we stop that. Oh my goodness. So I kind of researched, okay, how can I explain transformation? And I saw that one of the explanation, or one of the I don't know if they call them animal now, that I can use to explain transformation is butterfly. You know, it's amazing how butterfly can be a caterpillar and not turn to butter. Is so I decided to go and watch the video. It was not really a good sight, but well, I endured the process. And I was watching the video of the butterfly. When the butterfly is an egg, it's just an egg. When the egg hatch, I think it becomes larva. Yeah, larva. That was a caterpillar. When it's caterpillar, the only thing caterpillar does is eat. See, when you give your life to Christ, all you should do is feed on the word of God. It's just eating. Caterpillar is eating because it needs all those nutrients to be able to transform. So you need the word of God to transform. You cannot transform by coming to church alone and greeting brothers and sisters. You will go back home and you begin to do what daily chalk. You'll be eating the word of God. Caterpillar, you need to go and watch the video on how caterpillar eats. They only eat and eat and eat and eat and eat. And by the time they finish eating, it turns to pupa. I think, I don't know, they call it one other name like that. Chrysalis or so, something. So it goes into a resting mode for it to transform. And when it is transforming, it is what he has eaten. He uses to what? To carry itself, to transform itself. It means that the word of God is what transforms you, is what will help you to move into the next stage. So you need to have the word of God richly, richly. One of my prayers is, God, let me desire your word. Let me love your word. Let my love for your word increase, be intense this year. Let me not just carry the word, and let me be intense with your word this year. And this year, I'll be reading the word of God. I'll be enjoying it. I'll be daily reading. Daily reading. Daily dwelling. Daily reading. It must not be more than that. Yeah, daily, I must always be with the word. Daily, I must wake up with the word. I have gone to go and buy a speaker. I have put it on my board message. Because I've gone to Pastor Obi's house. I used to wonder, how days to remember scripture. Not just scripture. I used to remember Papi Samuel that he preached years ago. I stayed there. I stayed in the parlor. But I stayed there for two nights or some nights. Every night, they're always playing the word. They're always playing podcasts. They're always playing a message. Every night, message. I started trying it. When I see something that is working, I started trying it. Well, in the middle of the night, I would just wake up. I don't know what I'm saying. But you know, sometimes I would just look as if I'm talking to somebody. But I was responding to the message that was being preached. I was just responding. I tried it. I saw somebody doing this, but the person went to go and do it. Don't use YouTube. Go and use Podbean. YouTube will bring advert. If you're not on premium, YouTube, I swear, that person was listening to the message. YouTube have carried it to all those juju. I'm telling you, around one, I say, what is playing? I'm hearing something about your mind. When you remove your mind, you take it. I think you don't play by. Well, yeah, I just went to go and open the carry the person's head like, and I knew before. I say, this juju, 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 juju. You know what I used to do advert for juju? With English. Stay there. They will speak English. How I got married in 2 months. As he was playing, I said, don't disturb my friend. Don't disturb my friend. So you must make sure that you create structure on how you'll be reading the word. You create structure. You place people in your vicinity. You say, you, prayer. You, accountability for reading my scripture. You, I want you, just be looking at my character. If I go off, just tell me. You, just look for friends and say, this is how I want. See these 21 days. You want to do it rightly. So if I'm eating food, you should be able to perceive it in the spirit that I'm about to eat. Yes. You should be able to perceive it. That I'm eating law. My friends, they know when I'm about to go. My friends, they know. If I'm traveling like this, my friends used to call me. Where are you? I said, I just landed. Because there's a breeze that used to blow. Especially Ghana. It's a breeze that used to blow me in Ghana. I just like enjoy. As I just said, I enjoy me. I used to come and say, hey, go back to work. From work, don't do any extracurriculum. So that's the thing. You must have people in those great structure. You understand? Find the people that you know that this one is strong in prayer. This one, my Lord, Baba, we can speak up. Let's just be doing it. Let's do VG. Let's help ourselves. 21 days. We must be on fire. Let us finish 21 days. Let our eyes be shining like this. We say, your eyes is beaming. It's beaming. We are both beaming. Let us not finish 21 days. We may be saying, they may not talk. Oh. I'm not really fast like that. I don't want to do that one this year. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
So where were we? Renewing of our minds, right?
Yes, ma'am.
We've talked about how butterfly transforms. It transforms into, you now see the color. Have you seen a butterfly before? It's always beautiful. When they pass that through that state, it's always beautiful. It says it takes the water from within. And that's when its wings, when it's coming out, its wings begin to grow bigger. And it's beautiful. The color is beautiful. That's how you can be beautiful. I was doing glory home one day. That time I had pimples on my face. And I was doing glory home. And I was looking at Ogabola. She was so fine. I was almost jealous. I said, this woman fine. Like, as if, you know, as I was talking about, oh, the Loka is beautiful. And I said, why is she fine like this? She was blowing. As I went to Mami, I said, which cream are you using? She said, I'm not using any cream. I said, I don't have to go back and say, I know. I don't need to ask anything because I know she's not using. I know she woman can pray. Oh, forget all that she's doing. Eh? They can lock, she and the other person that is in my house, they can lock themselves in the room for hours. Only me will be in the parlor. Sometimes I'll just lock myself back inside the room and I say, you don't want to come outside. Sometimes you don't know they're around. You just hear a message. In the end, 2 a.m. You go, if you wake up and say, I am going to go to budget. We have housemates like this. Housemates that will be praying. Say, God, you'll be praying, God, if you can yourself. There's one night, it be, I was just hearing, as I just came out, I was just hearing two of them. I just told him in the blood. I said, my life, Lord, I need you. I went back inside. I said, Lord, visit me tonight. Visit me tonight. It shouldn't be me that is lost. I will not be lost in this environment. Praise the Lord. So that's how it is. Just get people. Just arrange your... See, forget anything in these 21 days. Say 21 days is surrender days. I surrender. Say, don't worry. I will do it. Me, the enemy wanted to get me. I was so sick yesterday, I could not walk. I said, the very started saying, the very start diagnosis that you cannot do any fast, and you must make sure that you break your fast. But I say, Nikini, me 12. She really say, I'm not even doing below the 13 goal. 12 o'clock, I should talk fast 12. I've told God that let me not die in this process, but let me just finish this fast. And what kind of condition? I've declared healing. I said that thing that is doing me. I declare healing. I receive healing, complete healing. And I will do the fast. 6 to 6. Please, when you do your 6 to 6, don't eat a bar immediately. Don't go and carry a bar. You must make sure your body system is. You must make sure that you are checking. Take some fruit. Drink water before you eat your meal. Don't go and eat pepper. He said, I would expect him to jump up. Please, it won't you. Be careful with you. Go and check the kind of food you can eat immediately after you finish, or like break your fast, so that your body system can adjust. Praise the Lord. Verse 2. Do not conform to this world, but transform by renewing of your mind. When you say you are conformed to this world, it means that the ideology of the world is in you. Like, what the way the world thinks is the way you are thinking. Like, there's no difference. When they check the thermometer or the temperature of your thoughts and the thoughts of the world is the same thing. Doesn't make any sense. Then you are not conformed. You are not transformed. Let your thought pattern we will definitely change when you say you have surrendered to God. When you keep reading the scripture every day, when you keep doing the things that you ought to do, your mind is supposed to be transformed. You cannot now decide to do the way the world is doing. Pastor Kenneth taught us this, and I don't want to overflog it. You cannot be saying, because you see somebody making their hair, your own, you that are coming from SU movements, you decide to go and make your own consecration is not making it. Do your own consecration. If that person is okay making it, let them do their own. If your own is not, don't follow, don't see Christians. Oh God. I saw one lady online and she wrote, "Good morning, Holy Spirit." All her cleavage outside. And she was advertising the book. I said, when I first saw her beauty, I was like, fine woman like this, write "Good morning, Holy Spirit." Let me go and check every other thing that she has posted. Let me not go and check one post that she cover body. Let me go and check every other thing. I said, it's a good, a woman writes only good morning. You know, you are encouraged that, right? I saw sponsored art, the whole cloth. And she held the book, the Holy Spirit. I said, which Holy Spirit? Is it the same Holy Spirit that is talking to us? Which one spoke to you that you wore this outfit? So, you know, some Christians will be deceived and said, outfit, God does not look at the external, it's the heart. It's the heart. Thank you. God does not look at the external, it's the heart. My brothers and sisters, don't be deceived. God looks at everything. As you are being transformed, everything is transforming. Your chain, everything is moving. It's like everything. Your clothing, your makeup, your everything, your hair, you just, the way you present yourself, your speaking, the way you speak, the way you are just presenting yourself, everything changes. Praise the Lord. All right. So let me just stay on transformation. So transformation is not about switching from to-do list of the flesh to to-do list of the law. Paul replaced it to the fruit of the Spirit. You can go and read Galatians 5:19-22, where he talked about the things of the flesh. And there was no replacement from that fleshy thing into law. It was from that into the fruit of the Spirit. It means that patience, joy, peace, those are the things we should begin to see when they say you are transformed. When we say you are transformed, we should begin to see joy in your heart. Don't tell me that joy is in your heart and your face is not carrying that joy. I don't understand. I'm still trying to figure it out. That why will you say you have joy and your face is like someone that went for battle? You say, no, No. Let the joy radiate in you. Let us see that you are joyful. Because you are helping others. It's not for you alone. Kingdom is not about you. Kingdom is for other people. It's for others. That's why they say, love your neighbors. They didn't say, love yourself alone. So if you to others, other people will also do to you. But you to others, you are to be giving. Praise the Lord. So go back and read Galatians 5:19-22. Look at the fruit of the Spirit, joy, peace, goodness, everything. Just read it. And you know, start telling yourself that I have joy. I have peace. I have joy. I have peace. I have joy. I have peace. Start giving, saying all those good things. Not every time sorrow. Praise the Lord. The Christian alternative to immoral behavior is not a new list of moral behavior. It's not for you to write a new list. It's the transformation of God. It's God that will transform you. It's not for you to do to-do list. Yeah, you can take actions and say, I will not do this, I will not do that. But you cannot do it with your logic. It's God that will now help you. With your decision, God will help you. Praise the Lord. Is the triumphant that, God, I've done well, almost to the end, I want to enter it. It is the triumphant power and the transformation of the Holy Spirit through faith in Jesus Christ. Transformation is a profound blood-bought, spirit-wrought change from inside us. Blood-bought, Jesus Christ died on the cross for us. He bought us into transformation. Spirit-wrought, the Holy Spirit has been given to us to transform us. It is from inside you, outside. From inside, once your inside is already transformed, it begins to show outwardly. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Can go back home today. 2 Corinthians 3:17, Galatians 5:1. A mind has a spirit. In other words, our mind has what we call a mindset. It doesn't just have a view, it has a viewpoint. So your mind, it's just for you to just pray that the Spirit of God to just help you in the whole mindset, because different views are flying everywhere. You have to have the view of the Lord. You have to understand what God is saying concerning this view, concerning this idea, you have to know what the Lord is saying in that regard. It doesn't just have power to perceive or detect, it has a posture, it has a demeanor, it has a bearing, it has an attitude. See, what your mind, if your mind is telling you that have a bad attitude, you will have a bad attitude. So your mind also can tell you to have a good attitude, to be calm, to be composed. Your mind can tell you to be calm. Like, you can be calm. It's just your mind. It's your mind that thinks chaos is out there. Just tell your mind, there's no chaos. I can do this. I can walk this mile. I can trek. I can fast. I can jump. I can exercise. I can do without this Instagram. Your mind can tell you. You can just tell your mind what to do. And you will do it. You will do it. Praise the Lord. Romans 1:28. Let's open 1 Peter 1:13-14. And another person open Romans 1:18. That's the last scripture for me. 1 Peter 1:13-14. Anybody there? Quickly. Yeah, please give him the...
Therefore, give up the lands of your mind, be sober, and rest your hope fully upon the grace that is to be brought to you as the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not conforming yourselves to the former laws, as in your ignorance, but as he who called you is holy, you also be holy in your conduct.
You must all be sober. Don't be overly excited. Be sober. Sober does not mean sorrow. You must just have the mind of Christ. You must be discerning different. There's difference between excitement and joy. Excitement is no joy. Is your gallant, your emotions is stable. You understand what is going on, but there's a joy in you, despite the situation of things around. There's always a joy in you. You understand? So you must be sober. You must be vigilant. You must always know what is around you. Praise the Lord. Last scripture, Romans 1:18.
First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you all, that your faith is spoken of throughout the whole world.
Thank you. Praise the Lord. Let's bow our head to pray. In a few minutes, I just want you to dedicate your heart to the Lord and ask the Lord that, Lord, I surrender my heart to you. I surrender my life to you. I want you to come, take me, use me as a living sacrifice. Burn everything that I want to hear your voice praying and dedicating your life to God and saying that I surrender this life as a living sacrifice unto you. I ask that you come help me. I ask that you come help me. I ask that you come help me. I don't know how to do it alone. I can't be a moralist. I can't do it alone. I just need you to help me. Burn everything that is impure in me. Burn everything that is not of you. Help me, Lord Jesus. Help me, Lord Jesus. Help me to renew my mind. Help me to renew my mind. Help me to renew my mind. Help me to love the scripture. Help me to love the word of God. Help me to love your word. I want to be in love with your word. I want to be in love with your word. I want to be in love with your word. I want to always be with you, Lord Jesus. Help me, Father. Take away everything that is not of you. Take it away as I seek you, as I come closer to you, as I come closer to you. Father, take away every hindrances, everything that is not of you. Take it away in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Shall I just say,
thank you.
Can I come and help me? I want us to, you know, I said there's some people I want to call. But can we say thank you to Pastor Wendy first? Can you say it to her, please?
Thank you, Pastor Wendy.
Amen. So please make it soft, please. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Everyone, please stay with me. Don't get tired, okay? Now, how many of us are intending to fast? If you're intending to fast, can you raise your hand? Don't raise out of pressure. There's no judgment. Okay. Alright. You can put your hands at least. I think most of us, if not all of us. It can appear daunting, have it? Or it can appear like a big thing. 21 days. Have you not? But I'll give you like maybe two or three reasons why you need to fast. By the way, you know, like I said, because I'm still coming back to that. So if you really want to rededicate, you want to give your life to Christ, right? Or you want to rededicate your life to Christ, you know, when you hear the message like this, you know, when God speaks to you, through, in this case, Pastor Wendy, you respond. There's always a response. Are we together?
Yes,
huh? I guess you know what I'm saying.
Yes,
whenever God speaks to you, there's always a response that you should give. Hmm? So don't just get used to just hearing word and just going home. Okay? In fact, the wisest of us are those who know how to respond to the word of God. Hallelujah. Are we together?
Yes,
sir. Hmm? Who are the wisest of us? Those who know how to respond to the word of God. Okay. So what is the word you respond? You don't need to be told. Or at least I'm telling you now, but it's natural, because if God is saying something, then what he's saying has implications. You know, God is not just talking in the air. Are we together?
Yes.
Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Please respond. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I know you're with me, but just respond. It's also for yourself. Okay? So, God is not just one, you know, God is not an AI. Are we together? God is not like one super intelligence up in the air. He's a person. Okay? And he has his likes, he has his dislikes, he has the things that makes him happy, he has the things that make him angry. He's a person like you. Okay? And so when he speaks, one of the things that he will look for, which is natural, is a response. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
So one of the things that he will look for is a response. Is that response that tells him that you are capable of receiving grace? Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Hmm?
Yes, sir.
Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
It is that response that tells him that you are capable and ready to receive grace. It is your response, not the wow, not the word, not the preacher. Are we together?
Yes,
It is how the heart responds. Okay? Are we together?
Yes, sir.
It is how the heart responds to the word of God. Because you know, you can hear the word and just, okay, I've heard a good word, this year I'll change. you know, there's a way you can, how many of you understand what I'm saying? You know, yeah, okay, we're going to run now, we have heard, we'll change this year. But you can hear the word of God and in your heart you say, God, help me. These are two different things. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Why do we fast? Why did I say you should fast? I didn't say you should fast because there's problem. There's no problem on ground. Huh? Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Are we together?
Yes, sir.
There's no problem on ground. We're not fast for 21 days so that you'll be rich. That's not why we're fasting. That's the expectation. Please change the expectation now. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Eh?
Yes, sir.
We're fasting and praying because of where we are going to. We're fasting and praying because of what we have seen. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
And we need God's help. Okay? That's why we are fasting and praying. Because we have seen a future and we know that it is only by the grace of God that we can get there. We can't get there by our power. Okay? So we're going to God and we say, God, have mercy on us. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
That is why we're fasting and praying. There's no problem on ground. Demon is not troubling anyone. You know? There's no issue. Our lives are fine. Amen.
Amen.
Okay? I'm fasting and praying more now than 10 years ago when I didn't have money. Okay? Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, when I was broke, like when I was a dry, as in unremarkable individual. Yes, I'm not praying like now. Do you get? So, when your heart begins to encounter God, right? One of the things in your heart is still on this response issue. One of the things that will happen in your heart is that you will be asking God more for help. In other words, you'll be more prayerful. Hallelujah. You see, lack of prayer is not laziness, it's pride. Are we together?
Yes,
What did I say?
Lack of prayer is not laziness, it's pride.
Yeah. Prayerlessness is not laziness, it's pride. Okay? That's the real meaning of prayerlessness. What prayerlessness really is that you are saying that, God, I don't need your help. Are we together?
Yes,
sir. And so as you begin to journey with God, you would recognize this simple thing, that without God, you can't do anything. And so in your heart, you will be saying, Jesus, help me. Jesus, help me. Jesus, have mercy. Even though you are fine, there's no issue. Okay? But because of what you have seen, because of where God is taking you to, you have the realization that you need God's help. Hallelujah. So, if you, and that's why, you see, that's why there's no drama, there's no, you know, I've said it, if you want to give your life to Jesus Christ, if you also want to, and I'm talking about two things at the same time, I'm talking about fasting and prayer, I'm also talking about this other issue, but if you also want, if you know that you need help, you know, there's help needed, well, all of us are needy, but the one I'm talking about, you know the one I'm talking about, is almost looking like, God, you know, this thing I'm saying, truthfully, I can't do it. Hallelujah. Huh? It's a state that you can be in. Okay? Part of it is your laziness. You know, or part of it is your inability to, your flesh is still very strong. Amen. That's why it's prayer that has to make you sleep. Yeah. When you want to sleep, you start with that prayer. When you want to sleep, you read Bible. Then go ahead and use the Bible to sleep. No people use Bible to sleep now. You know, when sleep is catching, or when sleep is not catching you, just open John before chapter 3. Yeah. Sleep will come. Now, it could be because that is the level of weakness in the soul. Okay? Which is also why we fast and pray. You remember I told you, don't do dry fast. This is long for the is to build your endurance so that you can begin to fix by the grace of God that software in you that is sleeping when they start reading Bible. Okay? Because that's interesting now that, you know, and that's why, you know, after the night vigil, everybody will now wake up. You know? Night vigil that, in fact, it can be struggling. Like you know, you do everything, you pour water on your eye, you do everything, your eye will still be closing. The moment you just say, we are finished with grace, your eye will just wake up. You can then be awake till 5 a.m. You know? Why? The flesh is weak. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And if the flesh is weak, there are some things you cannot do for God. Are we together? Huh?
Yes, sir.
If the flesh is weak, there are some things you cannot do for God. I guess. There are some things you cannot do for God. Okay? There are some... there's a limit to how much God can use you. Amen.
Amen.
Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
You all want to be used by God now? Who wants to be used by God? Hmm? What was the name? Yeah, Michael. Are you, you're saved, David? Are you born again? Not yet. Do you want to get saved? Are you sure? Thank you. I'll lead you to Christ. But I'll tell you something that you do. It will be a sign of being led to Christ. Are you sure? Are you really sure? I'm not putting pressure on there. Thank you. So that's why for 21 days we are going to be seeking God's face. What did I say? We're going to be seeking God's face. Okay? So you respond. You know, when God is speaking, as Paul was saying in Hebrews, or the writer of Hebrews was saying in Hebrews, when you hear God, don't harden your hearts. Are we together? Hmm? Why is it that, you know, at times, why? Let me also deal with this. And why is it that at times you need to publicly come out? It's not so that my ministry, I know that when I was preaching, you know, they all came out. It's not because of that. Okay? It is because some operations of deliverance, I guess any occur via public announcements, meaning that some you need to publicly acknowledge that okay, I'm now with Jesus for some things to happen. If there's no public acknowledgement, it's because you are not here ready. Are we together? Because if you really want to stop sinning, this is the reason for giving your life to Christ multiple times. You know that thing, people call me multiple times. It's because there has not been a real, or at least not all the time, but lots of times, it's because there has not been a real acknowledgement for God and of repentance, meaning that the person has not really repented. Are we together? Are we together? Are we together? Yeah. It's because the person has not said a simple prayer that God, okay, you know, now I'm saying it publicly, that I'm giving an example. I'm saying it publicly that I am not going to do this thing again. And I'm standing here. Help me. It's because there hasn't been a resolution in the heart to receive God. Okay? Are we together?
Yes,
not all born again is the same. We used to think it was the same until we saw some things. If I come and preach, you know, if I come now, maybe one Sunday now, I gather everybody here and I bring Lamborghini, Rolls Royce, you know, like that pastor in the UK. I bring Rolls Royce. Do you know what I'm talking about? Ah, you're not social media. Ah, you're really born again. You know, I bring Lamborghini, Rolls Royce. And you now see it, and I come and see my Rolls Royce. It's Jesus that did it for me. If you want Rolls Royce, come and, you know. You can come out and you will not be born again. Are we together? I'm telling you the truth. You will come out, you will say the Lord's Prayer, but you will go back the same way. Eh? Because what is dragging you out is not repentance. What is dragging you out is lust. There is no real desire to change. Rather, your eye is choking you. Yes, my point. Yeah, that's why we have mix in church now. Amen.
Amen.
So, Michael, are we? Is it Michael? Are we? Michael, okay. How old are you? 19. Okay. So, I'll tell you something, right? And I want you to... I'll probably use that as like a point of contact, and others who don't want to maybe rededicate or something also come out. But you see, when you, Michael, just listen to me, look at me. You see, when you live for Jesus, okay, what it means is that you publicly, as I've been saying, publicly say that Jesus, I'm ready, okay, and Jesus, I'm going to live for you. And Jesus, I'm going to repent every single thing that I used to do. Okay? I'm going to repent of it. No repentance. Meaning just of doing it. Okay? So every single thing that I'm currently doing that is wrong, I am going to stop doing it now. In fact, you know, if I use a stronger word, I renounce all these things. And I renounce all these things. I'm not going to do them again. Jesus, I'm coming to you. Take control over me. Yes, sir. That's what it means to give your life to Christ. Okay? So, sorry, I don't, you know, because you know, I'm seeing you know, your mind, there is a level of influence that has come to you. Okay? It has influenced you from when you are very young. I'm not saying something deep, I'm just saying that all the things that are happening in society, they've influenced you, and there's a way your mind is right now. And that is the wrong way to live your life. Okay? It has even affected how you dress and how you see yourself. It's wrong. It's from Satan. Right? So, when I say give your life to Christ, what I'm saying is that, are you ready to say, God, I renounce His entire way, and it's not going to be only what you tell me to do that I do? You're ready. So come, let me pray with you. Come. You know, I said, can we get a mic? Can I get another mic? It's not needed. So come. Don't be ashamed. So, you're from Abilegba?
Yes.
Okay. So, we're going to pray now. Please, when we start praying, if you also are in that, you know, you want to give your life to Christ, you want to rededicate yourself, please also come out. We'll also pray with you. When we pray, I'll tell you something very simple. Okay? That's the first sign of deliverance, total deliverance. Okay? The first sign of total deliverance, okay, is that as you go back home, go and get back the nails of a man. Okay? Do you understand what I'm saying? Okay. What I'm saying is, these are your nails. Okay? As you are going back home today, okay, go and remove everything. Okay? In fact, even after this service, okay, I don't know who knows nail and polish remover or something. After this service, look at me. It's deliverance we're talking about. Okay. After this service, you go and collect back yourself and say, now I told you, it's your mind. The way your mind has been framed is wrong. So with Jesus now, it's now a new way of living. Are you? It's now a new way of living. It's now imputing a new kind of fire into you. Are we together? Alright. So, just pray. Like I said, I'll pray for him. When I pray for him, if you want to do the same thing, please also come. And then I'll also pray for you. Can we just begin to pray? And I've already spoken to you. Close your eyes.